spelled out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
And now, a gentle reminder that Father's Day is...
Sunday! 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 Sunday is Father's Day!
Your dad!
Your pop!
The man asleep on the couch!
The man with the supercharged 24-cylinder nitro-fuel temper!
So don't you dare miss his day!
On Sunday!
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 The man who told you to walk it off, big sissy!
When you broke your arm outside the Civic Arena!
The man who taught you to drive the family minivan!
Like a super colossal 4x4 car-crushing monster truck!
So buy him another crappy tie!
On Sunday!
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 He's the guy who taught you the birds and bees!
Over a plate of wings at Hooters!
He taught you to shake it two times, but not three!
Cause you know what that means!
So get the man a beer!
Let him have the remote control!
And leave the guy alone!
Because that's what he really wants for Father's Day!
On Sunday!
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 Because he's your dad, that's why!
All right, this is a very significant moment.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because Jay Scott's got something to say there.
Game for today is Rachel Merriweather. Rachel Merriweather, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477 and get qualified to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's and News Talk 93.1. Now, tomorrow, we'll start it all over again at 6 a.m., calling out names every hour. If your name is not in the list, then you need to put it there. Go to newstalk931.com and click on the banner there and submit your full name, and then listen every single hour as we call out names. This hour, Rachel Merriweather, 396-5477.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Love that,
all
Jay.
Hey, Scott!
There you go.
It's a good guy.
Let's see. He did say the name was...
Rachel.
Right?
Yes. Merriweather.
Okay. Merriweather. Alrighty. 396-5477 is the number she needs to call. And go to newstalk931.com. Gosh, and there's so much we have yet to get to today. Tomorrow morning on our TV segment, and we should promote this more often because it's always fun, and we are marking our 1-year anniversary.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know, because remember they came up here and worked for weeks, putting in the cameras, the lights, and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it's been a year.
Wow.
We're going to do a thing on Peak Dad. It's a list of things that make Peak Dad.
Okay.
Dancing in an embarrassing way. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a fun list. And I can relate to it because I'm guilty.
On all counts.
Pretty much. Most of them, for sure. So that'll be our TV topic tomorrow morning, and we'll probably have a little fun with that on the air as well.
Did you ever jitterbug with Janelle on your feet? Or dance with her? Let her stand on your feet and you danced with her?
I don't know. See, my mistake with her was, you know, using my command of the language and my gift for speech to impersonate Barney the Dinosaur. And she just dreaded that I was going to break into that when her friends were around. So I kind of used it as leverage at times. All I had to go was, hoo-hoo, and okay.
She got the message.
Yeah.
Peak Dad.
I have a lot of dad techniques. In fact, maybe with Jacqueline here tomorrow, I can pass along some behavioral modification tips that were very effective for me. The exploding tickle bomb. I'll demonstrate it for you. It's real simple. You go like this. You make kind of a fist with your thumb sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
You strike your thumb against your tongue. And your hand just exploding, you're tickling her up and down the leg, and you know, she said she hated it, but she loved it. I know she did. And then when she was, my favorite time was when she was equestrian training. That was a 10-year period of our lives that was wonderful. In fact, we went back there to the ranch a couple of years ago when I was down there on a visit, and it was just great to be back. It's a place of serenity in the middle of all the chaos of Fort Lauderdale and that area there. I mean, kind of, you want to know why it's like crazy. But here's this beautiful green horse community cut right into the middle of it. So after I would watch her, and we groom slick and put everything away, we would go to the last remaining Lums anywhere in America, because she loved their wings and fries. But they also had a claw machine there, and I had to indulge it. She was very good at it, too.
A what? Oh, one of
claw
those.
Machine.
Claw
there.
Machine.
She was really, I remember one time she had fished out three prizes, and this kid got hysterical at another table wanting to do it, and the parents wouldn't let her, so I said, why don't you offer that little girl one of your... Okay, and she did. But the claw machine behavior modification technique is you're driving in the car, yeah. She's in the passenger side, and you raise your arm up like the claw in the machine, and you go, claw machine, and then you kind of move it like you do when you have control of the knob, and then it just drops down and it starts to say, what?
I'm just taking it all in, man. Taking it all
I'm
in.
I'm glad I'm entertaining you, Terry.
Taking it all in.
This stuff worked.
Hey, Brent, hold
what
on.
Can I say, you know?
Hey, I love it, man.
I tried to be a creative dad.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
It was very effective. Very effective, darn.
You did a good job. You got a great daughter.
I think I did pretty well. I really do. Okay, we have to take a break here for traffic and weather together, and then we come back. It was a decent... Well, it's exactly the kind of days Brant predicted we would see for the rest of the week on this past Monday, and we'll explain why coming up 5:08.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, and we're already seeing delays on the interstates. If you're on I-85 headed into the downtown area, look out because you're going to slow down as you approach the interchange. Once you head north on I-65 headed towards Prattville, there's another slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard. It doesn't last too long, so be careful and watch the traffic as you pass through there. If you're on the Boulevard, boy, the south side is just absolutely crowded all the way from the truck stop at I-65 to the Troy Highway. Then there's some jam-ups around Vaughan Road, the Atlanta Highway, and the I-85 area, so look out there. If you headed out of town on the 31s, everybody seems to be moving along pretty well. Just watch the traffic around you and be careful as you head home. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Starting Monday, drivers expect some delays on Zelda Road, but this is a good thing. Zelda Road is getting repaved next week, and there's even talk about adding sidewalks. And the municipal court in Georgiana of Butler County is having an amnesty day for the first time ever. People are going to court today from 2 until 6 to have their punishments reduced for various offenses. Plus, today is the final day of the 2019 Alabama Disaster Preparedness Conference happening in Prattville. The purpose, to learn from this year's devastating tornadoes. Today, leaders in the public are focusing on the topic structural performance and mortality in the Lee County tornadoes. And finally, protecting our elder, an event happening today in Wetumpka teaching people the signs of elderly neglect and fraud, especially when it comes to caregivers. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3-Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
Gosh, I don't even talk to my wife like that or anybody I work with like that. I want to...
Thank goodness.
I'm not that kind of person.
No.
It's just not my style.
No, it's not.
I would much rather be the fetchy than the... Would I be the fetcher or the fetchy? I'd rather be the fetcher.
Fetcher. Yeah.
And, of course, that's with an F. With a V, that means something. That means a constant complainer. A vetcher is the word for that.
Yeah, baby.
You must know that Brant McDonald is here. Mr. Right on the Money from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
You know, it's amazing. You told us on Monday how this week was going to play out, and it's done exactly what you said it would. Up today.
It's been pretty boring, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes that's good. A gain today, a nice little gain. I'd rather see that than red anytime.
No, I agree. I mean, I think the last couple of days we were down a little bit. Today, up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you net it all out, you're about flat on the week. And as I say, I mean, I think we'll probably continue down this path until we get through the G20 summit and get a little more visibility on the trade issue. So,
well, when is that, and how do you expect? What are some of the possible impacts from that? The G20.
All right. So, yeah. So here's the thing, and this is what I'm hearing, and this is what I truly believe is probably going to unfold. If you had to kind of put statistical probabilities on it, I don't think any sort of a deal or an agreement is going to get done or announced at this summit or even immediately after the summit. I think what the summit does for us is it tells us where we are. It's kind of like taking the temperature, where we are in this thing. Is it continuing to fall apart and get worse, or is there some hope that they're going to come out and they're going to both look like statesmen and say, yeah, we want to get a deal done. We're going to keep working on it. And it makes everybody feel better. And then I think probably by the time we get to the end of August, late August, maybe first part of September, they do a deal. It's going to be a very watered-down deal, and we move along, you know. I do think that what Trump is doing, I mean, he certainly recognizes all the trade problems, and all of us do. I mean, everybody, even on both sides of the aisle. But at the same time, you know, it's like today. I was listening to a commentator on CNBC, and a lot of people are starting to draw, like, weird parallelisms to sort of, like, World War II types of things. And please don't misunderstand, or anybody listen to me. I'm not suggesting this is a World War III scenario. But whenever you see all these lines being drawn in the sand, and you see all these coalitions being formed, and the rhetoric starts dialing up, it does create, you know, some anxiety. There's a reason why President Xi was meeting with Putin last week. and doing deals and forging a deeper alliance with Russia. You know, here we have President Trump, who is doing, as we know, what he's doing with Iran. And you see the news headlines, and you see what's happening there. And I'm sure you saw the news this morning with those two oil tankers. You know, so this has the potential to sort of flare up and heat up. And I think that's what the market's going to really be paying attention to. And, you know, you see crude oil was up today. It's been in a downward trend. You see that some select companies were up pretty nice today to help carry the indexes. But all in all, this is the kind of stuff that I think we have to really pay attention to, because neither Trump or Xi are going to back down at this point. I'm convinced of that. Mm. So hopefully they get a small deal done, and I think that's probably, unfortunately, maybe kind of the best case scenario. Because Chinese have made it clear to me. I mean, look, we had a deal with them, and as soon as Joe Biden announced that he's running, and as soon as the moderate Democrats drag him into the race, practically kicking and screaming, that's when the Chinese pulled the rug out from.
Well, doesn't Joe Biden have financial ties through his son to China that have made him a ton of money?
Oh, yeah.
I believe there's some, of course, if this was Donald Trump Jr., the papers would be screaming, you know, oh, this is, you know, impeach and corruption and all that crap, but it's okay for Joe Biden's son to get very wealthy off Chinese connections, also Ukrainian connections, too.
No, I totally agree. And look, and I think if we just took a polling even of your audience, Greg, of how many politicians, career politicians, especially ones who have had power, like Biden or whoever,
right,
well, on either side of the aisle, has done sweetheart deals behind the scenes in politics?
Absolutely. I mean, well, first of all, they know what laws are going to pass and how they may impact certain businesses, so they can call up their financial person and say, buy this stock, because they know how it's going to benefit. It may be technically insider trading, but they seem to get away with it because everybody goes into Congress, some, you know, with not a whole lot, but they eventually walk out millionaires. How does that happen?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, but I hate to say, but I mean, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, throughout history, presidents, vice presidents, secretaries of state, these people, they all have their book or two or three. They all have their stump speeches. They're going to go around. They're going to make a bunch of money.
Well, you know what troubles me the most? For eight long, miserable years, we had to listen to, whoa, billionaires, pay a fair share. And he's made like $200 million since he left office, although I would have paid him that to leave 4 years sooner. but it's okay, you see, because they're going to spend it the right way.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
That's right. That's who our friend Milton Friedman was talking about.
Yeah,
they've elected themselves to be the angels.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it. It's comical sometimes. Sometimes you just have to laugh. You know, it keeps from crying, right?
Yeah.
But at any rate, I'm telling you the way we see it, buddy. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now politically, in terms of trade, in terms of the Middle East. You know, monetary policy with the Fed now cutting rates, or appears that they will, and so we've got to keep a close eye on this. Markets right now are going to trade flat until, as I said, we get the temperature out of this summit to see where we're headed with this thing. And if it looks like it's breaking down, markets are going to trade down. Absolutely, if Trump comes out of that summit and says, you know what, I'm happy to slap tariffs on another $325 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Markets are going to go down. And that's just how it is. So, but hopefully, as I said, we can get a resolution to this in some form or fashion and reduce anxiety and calm people down. And I think you'll see markets resume, because we have a healthy economy, you got to be able to trade with China. You just got to.
Mm.
If that stops, in a really significant way, then there's going to be short-term pain from it.
We have
and I'm not saying that it's not good in the long run. I'm just saying in the short term, that's the reality. So,
well, we'll see how he orchestrates all of this, because at the end of it all, he's certainly going to want to run for re-election with the economy still in a really great condition.
There's no doubt about it, and I do think that there are things happening. I mentioned this yesterday. You look at a lot of these emerging market economies. There are some really great little companies all scattered out through other Pacific Rim countries, even in South America, that could easily come online and absorb that capacity. But it doesn't sort of happen overnight. You know, you don't just flip that switch. So there would be, on a short-term basis, there would be a lot of volatility. I would probably be taking advantage of that volatility and be hopeful that 2020 would be a great year. But I think it's in everyone's best interest to sign a sort of a light deal, a watered-down deal, and stop that and put it behind us. And then all you got to do, if you're Trump, and if you're American businesses, you just go and you do deals with companies in other countries.
Sure.
And I think that's what we're going
to
do.
This is why you should have somebody to navigate you through the news that comes out, friends, and somebody who is watchdogging your financial future literally 24/7 with an amazing team of people. We met Mike Baranko this week, and we're looking forward to next month, whoever it is we meet from the firm. Because Brant is the guy that we talk to, but it's an incredible team of people that literally is on it 24/7. That's what you want, that level of dedication. They respect that they're looking out for you and your money. If you've never had the chance to sit down with a financial advisor, start by calling 387-0094. Right after we talked to you yesterday, we had a gentleman call who said he moved his fund into yours because he has been so incredibly impressed listening to you on the radio. I can't think of a better endorsement than that, friends, when people call up and tell us, and like they did when Brant was here on Tuesday, who've been very happy with the move to McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. Get the ball rolling on your financial future. Call them right now. Thanks, Brant.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. And as always, you never know what tomorrow holds. If we have something breaking, I'll give you a shout.
Please do. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we are at 524 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here. And we usually like to offer... I've been trying to think of something for Father... Oh, I know what we have. We played it on the morning show, and it's pretty funny. It's a guy who does dad jokes. Supposedly, dads tell lame jokes. It's like part of our DNA.
Right.
Oh, you agree with that? Okay. Thanks, Rosie. So that's a nice little clip, and that's coming up at the very end of this break, which starts with Mr. Balaki downstairs.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and the boulevard looks extra busy this afternoon. We see a large crowd of folks between the Wetumpka Highway and the Interstate 85 entrance ramps, so be careful in that area. If you are leaving the downtown area, there's a lot of folks rolling with you on Madison Avenue. That crowd goes all the way out to Ann Street and Federal Drive is really jammed up between the Atlanta Highway and the Coliseum at this time. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is slowing down as you approach the interchange. No big problems, but look out for the traffic around you. I-65 has cleared up, and it is a smooth ride all the way into Prattville. Let's be careful as we head home this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Profession Ale, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The economy is doing great, so why am I so depressed?
Because great news for the country is also great news for the president.
Yeah.
You need all new Liberol.
Liberol?
Liberol is the once every 4 years pill that treats your left-wing biased anxieties and social justice sadness.
Look, the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low.
Liberol also treats nausea. Side effects of Liberol include reaching across the aisle, bipartisan compromise, whatever the opposite of woke is, and constipation.
With Liberol, even though I'm on the left, I'm happy when things go right.
Liberol. Be okay, even if America is great again.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's, huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got
to
be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This bloke said to me, he said, I'm going to dress up as a small island off the coast of Italy. I said, don't be so silly. And I met the man who invented windowsills. What a legend. So I said to this New Zealand bloke, I said, I'm going to a Swedish furniture shop. He said, does it look like IKEA? This song is called Subtraction. Take it away. Banak, that's bang out of order. I don't know why I put myself through this. So I went to the binoculars shop. I tell you what, they saw me coming. So I went down to a local pub. Do you like local jokes? Yeah, me too. They're right on my street. I said, I bet you can't name a single subject I don't have a joke about. He said, beavers. I said, damn. But you know, the first job I ever had in this business, I was playing the back half of a pantomime wasp. And I thought I was the bee's knees. Do you know, the other day I got lost in the jungle. Luckily I had a compass with me, so I was able to draw perfect circles with a pencil. A small blue garden bird made of mahogany. Be great if I had a related joke. Wouldn't it? I said, me and some friends have just been talking about you. He said, you disgust me. I said, yes, we did. Oh, you know, I've nearly finished filling in my CV. Just got to do that little bit there. All right, pipe down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this, because to be honest with you, it doesn't belong to me. I didn't bring it with me. I walked into the waves holding a tub of Tara Masalata. Bloke said to me, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking a dip in the sea. So I was steering a yacht with my stomach muscles, abseiling. And this farmer came up to me, he said, I've got 68 sheep, can you round them up for me? I said, sure, 70.
I like that.
Yeah. Funny.
And we have a few of those almost every morning. You can always tell because Emily, who is young enough to be my daughter, will go, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Dad joke alert. It is 5:33. I just got an email from my friend Lou conveying some of the sentiments of Democrats on the announcement that Sarah Huckabee Sanders would be leaving her office at the end of the month. Representatives Don Baer, Democrat from Virginia, and Mark Polkin of Wisconsin said she will be remembered for disgracing her office, ushering in an area of opacity unprecedented in the modern era, publicly treating journalists like dirt.
Oh.
Because after all, the journalists have been so fair.
Good to her.
Assailing the First Amendment of the Constitution, lying directly to the American people who paid her salary without giving one single example of what it was she lied about or said.
She was a great press secretary.
I hope and pray he's got somebody lined up who will be
equal to the task.
At least.
Yes.
As quick and, sort of I'm looking for here, tenacious.
She wasn't going to take anything off of him.
But for them to say opacity and treating journalists like dirt, hey, 93% of the president's coverage, in spite of a thriving economy, lack of wars, prosperity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, better conditions for minorities of all types, stripes, and colors.
Is negative.
You haven't covered any of that. You just, that's not news to you. You make stuff up. You run with a hoax for 2 years and watch. You're going to have a real tough time ignoring, you know, Comey and Clapper and Brennan when they get perp walked in front of the American people and charged with sedition, treason, whatever. Felonies, jail time. And with, if there's any justice at all, they'll work those charges right up to the food chain to the one who paid for it. And the guy who winked and nodded and said, do it.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
No! Not a smidgen of scandal. That's got to be the funniest damn thing I've heard all week. Joe Biden. You know what I'm proudest of? 8 years and not a smidgen of scandal.
Yeah, they've hidden it real well.
Hidden it. How about Eric Holder? Let's talk. You want to put, you know, bar under contempt? Republicans did it to Eric Holder, and he just stiff-armed him for the rest of the presidency. But that wasn't, you know, I don't recall the media getting hysterical because Holder, who was, by the way, lying to them about Fast and Furious and very evasive, wouldn't answer questions.
Goes
Obama's
on
wingman.
And on and on and on.
Hold yeah. On. I'll never forget. I forget what the hearing was. I don't think it was about Fast and Furious. It was on something else. They called him and he says, don't go there, buddy. I mean, it was like, can you get a little more straight, Mr. Attorney General?
Well, and the blatant lying, like when Susan Rice came out and said that what happened
Benghazi
in
is the ongoing legacy of disgrace for that entire administration.
Due to a film, an objectionable film. No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What else you got for me today? So, the whole thing disgusts me. It's so out of balance. So unprincipled, yet they have the audacity to criticize her. You know, and, well, we remember those wonderful Obama years and the creeps he used to send out there. Who was the fat guy at first? Then Jim Carney or whatever his name was. And you could almost tell from their body language. They knew they were full of crap. But it's a different, they're just held to a different standard. That's where the great divide is in this country.
Exactly.
Yeah, this friend I mentioned that was looking, you know, it's driving up to Memphis and wanted to know where's a good place to stop. And he said, I had no idea you were so Republican. Yeah. And what do you mean so Republican? This is the perception of a liberal Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative. For the most part, with rare exceptions, the Republican Party disgusts me because they have no balls. They have no ability to stand up for what they believe in. They cave, and their first accountability is like George Carlin says in that clip we play almost every Thursday, that Gary Garvin wants me to be replacement secretary for Sarah Huckabee.
Hey.
There you go.
Send your app in.
I think.
Make sure you told him, you tell him you hobnob with Stevie Nicks once, too. That'll get you in.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, great reference. So, you know, Mitch McConnell's done a few things. They've gotten a few judges. So he stood by Kavanaugh, which was one of the most insane things I've ever witnessed in my life. You know, coming up with Christine Blasey Ford. Do you remember that stuffy woman?
Yeah, I do.
I find her believable. I think something happened to her. Yeah, I think she came out of it with $1.5 million that she didn't have before she went into it.
That's what
and
happened.
It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It is 5:40 already. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
Clearing the Air with Terry Adams at 7:30 tonight, and you're going to be starting out where?
We're going to talk about an object that NASA says they've just discovered. Well, they found two of them, one on the moon inside of a crater of the moon and one on Mars. Suddenly these things are starting to show up. There's a lot going on.
Things that are showing up?
Yeah. Just
that's the tease we get
there
for
you
clearing
go.
The air tonight.
Yeah, things that are showing up.
Well, I really want to find out. I want to know. I want to know what's showing up in two separate, you know, in the moon and Mars.
Uh-huh. Well.
Here's what's showing up in the category of cars under $10,000, a Jack Ingram's signature used cars.
My favorite part of the show.
Well, I've explained many times that when we had to purchase Janelle's first vehicle, safety was our primary consideration. And if we could find safety in a car that she would be proud to drive, that was kind of a bonus. But safety first. And we decided on a Jetta.
Happy hour.
And she drove it for 4 years, and it served her well and caused us minimal in maintenance, just regular oil changes and stuff like that. And I think we bought her a set of new tires at some point, but no catastrophic engine meltdowns. It worked like a charm. And they have a bunch of Jettas available.
They're TDIs too. They're turbo diesel, so you're going to get 40, 45 miles a gallon.
Yes, and they've got four.
Wow, they've
got
a wagon. They got a wagon too.
Of the Jettas. In stock, all under $10,000, some under $9,000, and they're all, check the pictures.
Yeah.
We put pictures of these vehicles on the website, not just one. Let's say if we pose it just right, it'll look good. They take you inside and out the car, and they want you to get a full look at, A, how great the body looks, how clean and pristine the interior is, and with the knowledge that the Jack Ingram name doesn't go on the back of the vehicle until the mechanics have really given it a thorough going over and signed off, because they won't put it on their lot if it's going to be a troublemaker. If you're looking for something with a little more muscle on it, they got a 2008 Ford Mustang V6 Deluxe for $6,800.
Wow.
And that, too, is in awesome shape. It's black. And under $5,000, they have a 2004 Hyundai Elantra GLS.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a manual transmission vehicle for those. It's amazing how many people prefer manual.
All the manufacturers are getting away from manuals now because of emissions.
Yeah.
The automatics can shift quicker and saves fuel.
But that is also there under five at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and his team will treat you to a very professional, unused car shopping experience. That's why Signature Pre-Owned, that's where you want to go. And their value lot right across the street has even more deals available under five at Jack Ingram. Go to jackingram.com to find out more. We got to check traffic at 542.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out the middle of your afternoon rush hour, and boy, we have lots of traffic backing up on I-85 around the interchange. It is backing up all the way back almost to Ann Street, so be careful if you're headed south on 85. The Boulevard has its share of traffic jams as well. Look out if you're around Vaughan Road. It's crowded all the way from Vaughan Road almost to the Atlanta Highway, so watch yourself around the intersections there. And the traffic coming out of downtown is still awful thick on Madison Avenue. Be careful as you head towards Ann Street and Federal Drive. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I see Gino is on the line. Gino, good afternoon.
Yes, Greg.
What's up?
You have any idea? Will you be coming to private anytime tomorrow?
No.
Okay, I've got a lot of stuff for you. I'm going to get with them, and if it's okay with you and them, I'll leave you a package down there the next time you come back. It's all World War stuff. I think you'll enjoy it.
Cool.
I appreciate that, Gino. I just can't get to Prattville on a weekday. It's really hard.
Well, I understand. Tomorrow is Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll work something out. I think you'll enjoy these things. I want to give them to you, but I'm not allowed to drive to Montgomery at my age. My kids won't let me drive over. But anyway, I will get back with you later.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. 543, Rich.
It's Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. 4 Healthy Pets online.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out, so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunday, it's time to treat them right. Get them some cologne or a brand new tie. Gonna show your daddy how you feel. He'll praise you up, you know the deal. Oh, your father walks around the house in his underwear, it's true. You can tell him that he's special with a hey dad, I love you, you know he's there.
That's right. And I'm going to drive this radio station and turn it right around if you don't do exactly as I say. It is 5:49 already.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken? Is the women's soccer team that's playing in the Women's World Cup, aren't they amateur athletes?
Yeah, they have to be.
Well, then why are politicians saying the women's team should be paid the same as the men's team? Because they scored 13 goals.
Don't know.
They're really in the process of destroying women's sports because many states are allowing biological men to compete because they identify as a woman.
That is just wrong.
It is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, thank you. It is not just one, but there's a whole skyscraper full of levels with that. And yet, I don't hear the feminists or even women making a fuss out of it. I know that the athletes who have to compete against biological males are not happy.
About lawsuits, yeah.
Well, they should. This is ridiculous. You know, you want to identify, hey, guess what? I'm a butterfly at 6 p.m. tonight. That's what I'm going to be. Now, I'm still going to look like this, kind of a chubby butterfly. But that doesn't mean I can fly. It's so ridiculous. So identify as whatever you want. But if you're equipped as a male with the sexual apparatus and the musculature and testosterone and all the rest of it, it is not fair.
Yeah, they should ban them from being able to compete like that.
I think so, too.
This is the kind of insanity that the left brings the world. Everything is upside down. I'm just clearing up some of the paper accumulated over the course of the day. It's always nice to have a cocktail, but don't get so drunk that you swallow your car keys like this guy in China, Chinese wiener.
Oh, my gosh.
Swallowed his car keys.
I can't imagine swallowing my car keys.
Gone bad or something.
Well, he was so hammered, his blood alcohol level was so high, he didn't remember doing it. So he couldn't explain why he swallowed his car keys.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I could tear up your intestines.
You would think.
And women can be volatile.
Absolutely.
I had a lady in England, a 50-year-old woman there, who was supposed to travel with her boyfriend, and he was complaining that she was packing way too much stuff. Now, pal, that's rather common. So my advice is just roll with it and shut the F up. But he didn't. He kept hocking a Chinook, so she stabbed him.
Wow.
Yeah, that relationship is now at an end, and she's awaiting trial.
You think?
Yeah. Even though she still thinks there's a chance they can hit the reset button and start fresh.
No.
Once he gets out of the hospital.
No.
You know.
Somebody stabs me, that's it, baby. You're going to jail.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why would, I mean, Jacqueline said something that stuck with me. As words of wisdom, she was not identifying anybody in particular, but it was about a couple, and the husband was being a jerk, and the client explained, why is he suddenly acting like an a-hole? And her immediate response was, what makes you think he ever wasn't? And then the thunder rolled. I've always said, this is just me, that because I've had friends that have gone through divorce, and I said, this is when you really meet the person you've been married to. This is when you're going to find out who they really are. And sometimes that's okay. You know, it's the person you've been with, but sometimes a persona comes out that was lying dormant in there, and it's all hell breaks loose.
It's kind of like if you want to know who your true friends are, wait till you have to move. Then you'll find out who your real
That's true.
Are.
Or
that's
you go through something, you know, catastrophic.
Yeah, then you find out who really cares.
I think women have a tendency to be in denial. You know, thinking, oh, they just had a bad date, constantly making excuses. And the same thing with men. Men will do that with women. She had a bad day, or I did something to, you know, tick her off or something like that. I mean, things don't just suddenly happen for no reason. Usually there are warning signs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Maybe subtle. But there are warning signs.
Or it's always nice to give a heads up if your partner's ragging on you about packing too many clothes. Just say, look, I'd appreciate if you'd stop or I'm going to stab you. Okay?
That would be nice.
It's going to make our trip very difficult if I have to stab you before we leave.
And don't bleed on the seats.
Yeah, I just cleaned them. So whatever you do, don't get your blood on my seats. Well, we can wind this down. Terry will be back at 7:30 with Clearing the Air, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, and we'll be announcing names at 6, 7, and 8 o'clock.
1 hour? Is that how it's doing? Wow.
1 hour.
Starting first thing in the morning with Jay, and Jacqueline will be back with us again tomorrow morning. So
the two J's.
J-J.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The Greg and two. G and J and J. There's a lot of name possibilities there.
There you go.
One last name to leave you with. And when I'm down visiting Goose, she became a homeowner this year. And we're going to be talking. In fact, I'm going to invite our mutual friend, Steve, to join the conversation because she's a homeowner now and she can play her tax situation very differently for the very first time. Have less withheld and not play for the big refund because when you own a place, you've got expenses. I really don't want her to have a roommate to be comfortable. So we're going to work on that. And of course, the way you do that is when you own, you're paying first mortgage interest, and that's a deduction they will never take off your taxes. And it makes a big difference. You're paying $1,200 a month to rent, or $1,500 like it is in South Florida, and you're paying the same amount to own, you got a $10,000 or $11,000 deduction right there in first mortgage interest, and that is huge. So you can have them withhold less, so you have a better operating budget with your place on month to month. So that's what we're going to talk about. But don't write yourself out of the home ownership equation before you talk to Morris Capuano, who will bust butt to find every possible path for you to get your dream home. He is now partnered with Renaissance Bank, and they have access to programs that can help people who don't have a big down payment qualify for a home, who may have a credit scorch mark here and there. They can help get rid of that. And this is what he lives to do. You know, it's to go to closing and see people get the keys to the new place. So before you write yourself out of the equation, you'll probably be able to own for less per month here than you would to rent nicely. Trust me on that one. His number is 409-9300, 409-9300. Call him now. He'll talk to you anytime. This is what he lives to do. Renaissance Bank and all those programs are an equal housing lender, by the way, and their NMLS number is 402-669.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Sky Watch, moving on through our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of things you may want to know about. We have a disabled 18-wheeler in the northbound lane of Hyundai Boulevard, so be careful if you're in that area. We also see an accident on West Fairview Avenue. It's in the 500 block, so be careful if you're near I-65. And the traffic on the boulevard is moving along pretty well. It's kind of crowded around the Troy Highway and around I-85, but most of the traffic is moving right along. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air.